With a look at Arkansas business news, I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Fitch Ratings downgraded the issuer default rating, or IDR, of Windstream Corporation and its subsidiaries to BB from BB+. The ratings outlook has been revised to stable from negative. According to Fitch, some of the key drivers leading to the downgrade include revised expectations that Windstream's gross leverage will no longer improve to a level of 3.5 times or below within a 12 to 18 month time horizon. Fitch anticipates the company will continue to make progress in reducing debt, but that slower than previously expected growth in business service revenue has not fully offset pressures elsewhere. Shares of Windstream hit a 52-week low earlier this month, trading at its lowest level in close to 5 years. Murphy USA announced financial results for the fourth quarter and year ended December 31, 2013. Net income came in at $2 per diluted share for the quarter and $5.02 per diluted share for the year ending December 31st. The company completed the sale of Harkinson, North Dakota ethanol plant for $173 million that generated a gain on the sale of $52.5 million. Cash flow from continuing operations for the full year 2013 of $340 million. The company opened 18 stores in the quarter and 39 stores in 2013, with an additional 5 sites opened just this year and 15 sites currently under construction. Murphy USA ended the quarter with $294 million in cash and cash equivalents after paying down $80 million in long-term debt. The board of directors of Walmart stores approved an annual cash dividend for fiscal year 2015 of $1.92 per share, an increase of 2% from the $1.88 per share paid during the fiscal year 2014. And Dillard's stores will announce results for the 13 and 52 weeks ended February 1st, 2014, this morning before the open of the New York Stock Exchange. That's a look at Arkansas business news. I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Have a great week.